and put in this big high-powered sawmill to kill, and they began to cut the timber up, like I said, 640 acres a month, so it didn't last long, you know?
Yeah.
And they put in a sawmill at Lumberton, Mississippi, so they was cutting 300,000 feet a day. And they had a big sawmill over at Bogalusa, you know, was really the largest one in the world. They cut 250,000 feet a day, so there wasn't much way for trees to grow fast enough to plant. Yeah. So that's the, and that was the mostly of the working people of Hancock County then at those times, north of Bay St. Louis and Wayland, and the coastline. Now the coastline people, some of them made their living by fishing. You know, they were, naturally they lived on the Gulf, on the Sound, and they had oysters, and they had, even had oyster factories in Bay St. Louis and down here at Lakeshore, and they had turtle factories and things like that that would come from the sea, you know, that they would manufacture, canning plants, you know, canning.
Mm-hmm.
But now, of course, later on, it all moved to Biloxi. Biloxi became the oyster capital of the United States, I guess. There's so many canning, probably 25 canning plants in Biloxi, probably might be that many today. Canning plants, you know, fishing,
mm-hmm.
seafood, canning. So that we don't have any more over here. And so now we, of course, all that time too, there was some people out in New Orleans lived here in Bay St. Louis and Wayland, maintained what they call, they was, had houses for the year round, and they could come during the winter time, but they mostly come during the summertime, you know?
Yeah.
But it was a kind of a resort area for New Orleans people.
Yes.
And of course, they maintained keepers and things like that. They spent money here, you know. They had yard people and ground keepers, you know, and people that stayed there and watched the property, you know. They was quite a lot of people made a living there and maintaining these houses for them, you know, and building houses, building walls and things.
Primarily, this area built raw industrial, had raw industrial materials and things like that early.
Well, like I say, they produced the logs. The sawmill did have planer mills that dressed the lumber. They could sell lumber that was for inside finish. In those days, of course, houses were finished with lumber inside, you know.
Uh-huh.
It was dressed lumber, but not rough, you know. And of course, they had big machines that would, they would run it through the dry kiln and dry it out. This lumber, when it comes out of the, come out from a sawmill, it was green, you know. It had this rosin running out of it, you know, and water running out
yes.
of it. So, and when you cut that tree down, it's alive, you know, it's living with these cells in there, have this water and gum in it, and all that has to dry out, you know. So they run it through the dry kiln in order, and so some of it was air dried. They stack it out on the, in the weather and take about 3 months for the air dry. But they could run it through the dry kiln, steam, you know, and dry it out. And then they would, the same sawmill would have what they call a planer mill, and they would dress it up into ceiling boards, and like if you wanted 1x6 or 1x4 inch boards in your house, you know, inside finish. Now they sold that finished product from the mill, and then of course they didn't manufacture anything in like a window or any frames or anything like A-frame. They didn't do that like they do now, you see. They sold all that and you had to go and build your house yourself, you know, you just sell your lumber.
Yes.
And of course then they had, when I killed Mississippi, did have another industry I overlooked in the old days. Was tar. I told you first about it. The first thing they had was the tar kiln. That was before the Civil War. And that's where KILN got its name, was from the manufacturing.